bigger.
Yeah, apparently.
That's fine.
Got, really kind of carried away by the whole thing. I guess he...
Well, he felt it looked like he was dying.
Yeah.
Or dying.
So?
They better get moving. Who's working on it? You got somebody other than...
Well, I think we're gonna go back tomorrow as well.
Show idea now.
Okay, well, it could...
Oh, no.
That's right. You couldn't come.
They'll have to have maybe more than one, maybe a variety or something, but better get an impresario to work on a bomb so that we don't just have Lucy go in. Don't you think so? We better get like the thing at least with the keys. When he was working on that, we'd get something together. And,
well, the other thing.
Who are we kind of leading it to? Is it
the other thing we. Well, Steve's coordinating it. We're. It was dependent on the show. Keith was doing the Irving Berlin.
Right.
And Davis is doing his own tonight.
Yeah.
Sinatra will do his own.
What else can we do?
Go back to that Roman apartment.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Think it was clean enough?
Yeah, I think it could.
Funny enough, I guess. Do they bring music with them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it's better to have a show than to have something that is not going to, that they'll flop, you know what I mean? Carpenters may not have the thing to go over with this crowd.
That's what I'm a little concerned about. They're, they're good, but they're a little low key and they're a little different kind of music.
Need something loud, frankly.
Although they can play plenty loud. But it's that rock kind of loud.
Yeah. I don't think you better get somebody on it from here. That's why I say, let's really get, well, I'd like to have somebody appointed to do evenings at the White House. Now, the way we do it now is that do we leave it to what?
We leave it basically to Steve.
Okay.
On the coordination side, but he has absolutely no qualification to produce or put together a show. He's got to work with
people. But how does he know who they have to work with? That's my point.
We can. Caldero is on the outside.
Yeah.
Knows who to work with. The other thing is, well,
Garmin.
No. Carruthers could, but he's not. He's hung up on shooting right now, which is why they're not getting much.
Yeah.
Get that untangled today.
That's me. Look, let's just get me somebody around. There's somebody in this town that knows that sort of thing. Let's put him in charge of it. Do you have a big arm to do it?
No, he's not.
No, he's warm
about it, but he's not.
Ad hoc.
Available.
for a very posted thing. I don't want to have that sort of thing happen to Roy Ashe.
Wait.
You not any heard about this?
No, not until he came in yesterday.
We aren't interested in whether he's right or wrong about it, whether he should have come in. But we better find out if that really is his whole theory as a thing that we blew the whistle on that. And as I said, Richardson and Warner, those two great guys, rock like statesmen, stood up on the goddamn thing and then they wanted to keep him, but we're overruled. That's what he told me. Which, of course, is also disturbing from several standpoints. I think you better get at it. Were you able to get Warner to take the Mexican front?
Over there? Who's left?
This Mexican fellow, I guess, is not all that smart. He's like a decent fellow. He doesn't want to go to AID because he says, I want to stay here because I can do more homework. But apparently, it's a symbol for the Mexicans. He knows what it all is.
Monty, there's a way for another 20 minutes. Yeah, is that Byrd is taking such a strong anti-.
one has to consider the possibility that Bird may know he's got the roads and they aren't going to get it out. And Eastland's advice to us detectives has been almost as wrong as Mitchell's.
Well,
and Mitchell's has, of course, always been based on Eastland.
Yeah.
And
that's totally wrong. Blackie's is wrong, too.
Absolutely.
I heard.
It's Kleindienst, Mitchell, and Eastland, the three of them, have worked together. But Kleindienst's tactics were all based on what Eastland told them was fine. But when it gets to a crunch, he talks good.
Yeah.
But when they get down to grinding, he bows to senatorial courtesy and lets the thing go on.
Mm-hmm.
And if he does that on Tuesday, Gray's got an awful lot out on the plate that it would be better not to have out on the plate. If, on the other hand, they close it down Tuesday, we're...
You mean if he got on Tuesday, they'll have a vote? Because they're going to have a vote scheduled Tuesday, haven't they?
Well, they don't have a vote scheduled, but they're going... Gray says that Eastland's plan is to bring it to a vote, because... He says Bourbon will never let them get into individual senators pursuing the files, which is, that's about all we've got left now to start for that group. I don't know. I don't think Pat's much of an analyst of the field strategy, and I think those guys over there all tend to worship the Eastland Shrine, doesn't come through. But maybe you're
right.
Dean has been hitting it hard, and Kleindienst has too. Kleindienst disagrees with him, as I understand it. Dean,
oh, Kleindienst, what's he then?
He doesn't think he should. He thinks he's going to be too outgoing on some of this stuff.
Well, he says, for example, he said, and I guess kind of says, a lot of people with the girl were disturbed that they couldn't get to the bottom of the water.
Yeah, I don't understand
the name of Christ. Is that true? Or should it be?
Rather than disconnecting.
Yeah.
wicked, and they get into that, and he may be clean, he may not. And I think he's clean legally, but it's kind of questionable practice, and it's one that doesn't serve us any purpose. But
you know, getting back to the use of the press conference, it's occurred to me that this happened this morning. Even despite that other story, the tactic of going out there and doing those clips is just infinitely better than
insurance.
And they all use something.
Well, the other interesting thing is just in a matter of tone. I noticed in the written story on it, it doesn't say impromptu press conference. They don't, like even in Washington Post.
It's in the Times.
Oh, did they?
Surprise conference, the first time on.
Oh, did they?
That's Apple.
Okay, well, the Post, in both the Post stories, it said the president in a news conference yesterday said, where usually they say in an impromptu news conference or an informal news
surprise
or some hastily started news conference or something.
Yeah.
When you go in there, it has an air of formality that's different than when you call them in here. Calling them in here is a step above, but in sort of the same context as Johnson running around the lawn with
her. Right. Formality is right. That's right. Here it's sort of an informal. It isn't really a news conference. And there it is a news conference.
That's right.
All right. But I was thinking too, though, that there the major advantage is that they can
get the TV.
They get the TV.
And they,
they get me saying rather than just them saying it.
And get you on there talking about amnesty is, for instance.
One of them is it.
Yeah. It's a hell of a lot better for us than having them say the president once again blasted the amnesty issue or something.
That's right.
And the POWs keep cranking on. Did you see the one this morning? I can't remember his name.
Are they what? Are they the one on the news that you have that Jew that you see the other?
No. They now have a guy who says that the POWs, virtually all of them had agreed that they would not leave if they were freed by the peaceniks. And then, you know, the Jane Fonda operation, that their position was that they wanted to leave prison with honor, and that they would not leave. They would have to be forced out if their release was obtained by the anti-war types. That they were waiting for it to be done properly. Just, you know, they are. It's just almost beyond belief that guys are so good.
Yeah.
And that Denton letter, I
wonder if we could do
it. Have you seen it yet?
No.
Because
I wonder if
I'd like to use it, and I would think Denton's going to. What Denton? He's quite a religious guy.
What I was thinking I might do is to write a response and ask him if we could do it. Or a letter. I would have to.
Okay, of course, his letter is a response to you, Ian.
Yeah.
I would think he might want to because he said, I want to spend my time now trying to bring people's attention to this. And he's got the Word of God business in there a little bit. He may be a little bit kooky, I don't know, but he
doesn't make any difference.
It doesn't seem like it.
Christ, let you have the Word of God in any little kookiness. That kind of kookiness.
Well, it doesn't seem to be kooky Word of God. I mean, he's the same
as Jesus,
and he wants people to understand that.
The message you get across, and I think we should, why don't you have Scowcroft call in and say that the president was enormously impressed with his letter. He's received a number of things, not, you know, incidentally, I remember one of the others I read indicated, I could use a public ethics, all of me on for all this time, one of the letters he used.
I think Dan probably got that letter.
Dan's written. Yeah, that. Said that the president, he has no objection, would like to put it out there, to share it with other people. Why don't you ask Scowcroft to talk? Okay. Captain James, I want to have a good comment.
The insult to their intelligence that they could have been brainwashed in 3 hours?
You know, I know that everybody here ruled him out, hey, and all that sort of thing, but...
Well, for me,
sometimes it's
a waste of...
A waste, I suppose. But what I meant is,
he's good for
ruling out.
No, sir.
He's got brains and he's got PR. You think of many others in our cabinet would have thought of saying that way.
He's got
you think of any of our speech writers would have suggested that to me. I don't know, I think that maybe that's a goddamn incisive,
yeah,
clever, intuitive comment, you know, that gets it across.
There's no question about James' value. It's a question of where you
do. I know, sure. But that's a hell of a good comment. I hadn't heard of all that earlier. We had thought of it. But it's probably good.
This guy that was talking about they would leave made the point that, sure, what we said sounded similar when we got off, because we were a very close-knit and highly disciplined unit. We had to be to survive. And in the process of that, we talked a lot. We had nothing else to do. What you get is the point that they have a common view. That's why they came out sounding the same. Because they think the same. They think the same because they shared the same ordeal and came up with the same conclusion after a lot of fun. And he did say that they did agree that their camp commanders would determine what was to be said. And working on that, and that I think may be at a point where we got to be careful in how we push individual guys to be sure we're getting solid people, because some of them, after the discipline is on them until all the POWs are out, they're all scared to death of what may happen to the last guy. Once the last guy is out, some of them may decide to
blow
some whistle somewhere, and apparently they are going to blow it on some of the
rabbits. Sorry,
dude. Damn right.
Sorry.
I think that's good. That'll glue the story again. You got this batch coming out. CDS is going to carry it live. Nobody will see it because it's 5 a.m. But
they might see it the West Coast 3 to 5.
That'd be worse than most. That'd be midnight. Well, some of them.
So I mean midnight the West Coast. They won't carry it here. But the West Coast,
they're going to carry it here.
People stay up to midnight.
But the fact that they carry it live means they've got the tape coverage of it. They'll play all day tomorrow on the Sunday television. You'll see it on the specials and news stuff.
Thank you.